Caitlin Thwaites. Only a couple we need for the mighty Melbourne Vixens. She's decided, along with teammate Tegan Phillip, that this is going to be her last year in Super Netball. A bit of a chance to have a rest and recover after an outstanding career in the circle. She's been good enough to join us, the retiring Vixen, this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are going very well, thank you. It's been announced, there's some talk at the start of the year that this might be it for you. How much did you leave it sort of hanging and not being too concrete either way on what might be for this year for you in Super Netball?
Yeah, I think, given the circumstances of everything that we've kind of, all the adversity and everything that's been thrown at us, I've actually probably put off making that decision because I didn't want to have another thing to have to, you know, to deal with and to cope with as well. So, it's been something sitting on the back of my mind for a little while, and it's probably made it a little bit confusing for me that I've just been enjoying playing so much this year, and I feel like my body's still holding up, and you know, I still feel like I'm putting out some good netball. So it's it has made me question whether it's the right decision. But yeah, I'm looking forward to you know, the normal life. What is normal life? I don't know.
Well, they're exactly right. What is normal life? Well, it's interesting to hear you say
it's overrated.
That.
It's overrated, Caitlin.
Overrated normal life. I was thinking when I saw the news that you were hanging up the bib, so to speak, at the end of the season, whether or not the whole hub life and COVID environment actually got the better of you. You thought, oh, this is garbage, I'm out. But listening to you there, that you really enjoyed this format of the game.
Yeah, well, it's been incredibly enjoyable, but it's also probably been one of the hardest things I've had to do, to be coming away up here, you know, away from family, away from your support network. We've just had so many challenges along the way, and Sherelle knows the ins and outs of so many of those. But yeah, it's, I guess. You know, when you've been doing it for quite a while, it's, I mean, the weight of the scales has kind of tipped, and I'm probably prioritising some of those other things in my life and not wanting to be away from family and my partner. And, you know, when COVID happened and we heard we might be coming away into hubs and things like that, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this. And so I've literally just taken it kind of in really small chunks, like a week at a time, a couple of weeks at a time. I was unsure whether I was going to be able to get through this, and we can see the end is in sight. And as all of our Melbourne people, I know, have been doing it incredibly tough as well, I feel like everybody can see the light at the end of the tunnel of Melbourne's situation. And I'm looking forward to getting home.
Yeah, well, we can see the light at the end of the season's tunnel too, Katie, which, as you say, is good to be getting to the end here. One of the things that we have worked really closely together on is your transformation into one of the league's best goal attacks. And anyone who's watched you play knows you as a goal shooter and that really anchoring position back there. I mean, I know the insight into how tough that's been and the work that you've had to put in, but tell us what it's like at this stage of your career, basically learning a completely new position, and getting your head around the changes that brings.
Well, I think firstly I had to just realise that the way that I play, I was never going to be able to replicate what a Sherelle McMahon did or what a Tegan Phillip does. Or and so I guess just actually having a bit of smarts about that and not try and be the one that's the speediest on the court and running around like crazy. So just realising what strengths that I have, and some of that is, you know, my size and my height. And so being able to, I guess, learn what that position is, and add those, those strengths and try and utilise those strengths that I have, and those differences. So that's been something that I've, at times, you know, maybe you've tried to run around like a headless chook and go, actually, Caitlin, you're not that good at doing it that way. So look, let's pull that back. And but it's been really enjoyable to have a different challenge this year, and for it to be, you know, for me to continue to keep learning and and have, you know, have something. Like, I think it's probably taken the pressure off a little bit because I don't think anybody really expected me to be very good there. So it's I really have found it enjoyable, and I'm loving it. But it's saying that there has been, we had a, what was it, a 10-month pre-season or something. We did so much running, and I had to improve my fitness a lot and the capacity to be able to do it. And there was a game where the first and only game that I've played a full 60 minutes there, I came off and Tegan Phillip just started laughing at me because she was like, now you know what I deal with every single week. And there was just this understanding of, wow, that took a lot of work. It was high intensity, really physical. So, yeah, I've definitely got a whole new level of appreciation for all those goal attacks out there.
So, Caitlin, I've got a question for you, then I've got a question for Sherelle. The question for you is, have you surprised yourself at how well you've done in the changed role? And Sherelle, have you been surprised at how well Caitlin's taken to the new opportunity?
I think for me, I've tried to play a little bit on instinct, and also knowing the goal shooter position very well. I have tried to do what I want my goal attack to do.
And so
that's been something that I feel like has probably helped me. But I probably have surprised myself along the way a little bit, to be honest, yeah.
Well, and I mean, in my answer to that question, am I surprised? Possibly surprised at how well she's doing, but what I'm not surprised is how she's tackled the challenge. I mean, I've known Caitlin as a 16-year-old as my opposition, and the way she tackled that challenge. I've known her as a premiership teammate in 2009 and how she approached that and the training that she does. I've seen her play for the Diamonds and have a massive role there. And what I know about Katie is that she throws herself into these challenges, and she has got a brilliant attitude. She's a wonderful teammate and team member, and that is why she's been able to do this, because she's opened her mind and her heart to that challenge, and that's what the team has needed, and so she's taken it on. So I'm not surprised that she's done that, because Katie, I think, you know, what comes through really strongly, and I'm sure it's been nice seeing some of those messages, you've played for a few different teams across in New Zealand, up in Sydney. What is the theme about you, Katie, is when people talk about you, is not just you as an athlete and how great you are on court, but what a great teammate you are off court. So, you know, you should be really proud of that.
Yeah, thanks. It's I think I have, you know, been a part of a lot of different teams and a lot of different communities and the organisations around that, and it's been really nice to hear from so many people that have had, you know, a lot of those people have had a huge impact on my career along the way as well. And yeah, just hearing from a lot of those people, it's brought back a lot of really nice and fond memory for me. So,
well, we're pushing for Sherelle to be the coach of the Collingwood Netball team next year, Caitlin.
I don't know whether the Sherelle McMahon, she's got a bloody trophy named after her. She'd have it in her.
Well, that's going to be an interesting presentation night, no doubt. But
that would be an awkward moment, wouldn't it? That would be a slightly awkward moment.
There's no problems with Kevin Sheedy. Daniel, we're having very similar thoughts here. I sort of feel that Caitlin could play a Luke Hodge type role.
Correct.
That he played at Brisbane, just to sort of, you know, skin in the game, just play a role, assistant coach on the court, just bringing the two together. You know, they've been together for nearly 15, 20 years, Sherelle and Caitlin. It just seems to make sense.
It seems to make a lot of sense to me. Although she's been at the Pies, Caitlin, and she doesn't want to go back, and fair enough too. It's Collingwood after all. So that's fair enough.
That's true.
She doesn't want to go back there.
I do like the Pies. I'm actually a bit more open to it than what people think.
Hang on a second. There's an opening, Sherelle.
So we've got, this is good. We've got Caitlin Bassett and Caitlin Thwaites up front. We've got the coach. We need to strengthen the defence.
We'll get Bianca back there. Bianca can come in and just pinch hit with Jeeva. No worries. That's a great back six. Back six, as we call in footy. What? It's a back six from heaven, well, that
let,
is.
Lisa Alexander's looking for a job, so she could be assistant coach.
That's true. That is true. Caitlin, we wish you the best of luck. You've been an absolute joy to talk to throughout your playing career, and there's a couple of weeks still to go, so don't just hang up the bib just yet, just if you don't mind. We've got some championships to win with the Vixens, and we can't wait to see you at the end of it all with the trophy, with that big beaming smile, celebrating a magnificent career in netball within Australia. Congratulations. Always nice to chat. Go well.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Bye.